Hi, I'm Alison, and I've been asked to record a few thoughts. I'm a GP, usually seeing 30 to 40 patients each day, most well known to me with multiple problems. I enjoy being part of their lives and health journeys. Now I do nearly all of these consultations by telephone. I have got a double screen, even a headset, and have learnt to do video consultations. I hadn't even heard of Zoom 4 weeks ago. And now I use it nearly every day. It feels harder for me to connect with people when it isn't face to face. And so much else has stopped. Meeting with my friends, singing in the choir, playing in orchestras. I haven't seen my family for weeks. And my daughter's wedding, which was due to take place on Saturday, has been cancelled. So much just stopped. But the hardest thing has been that I and my husband both got quite ill with the coronavirus. I had it first and was ill for 10 days. I felt so ill and at times scared when I kept hearing about young people and health workers who had died from the virus. But then my husband became ill, and as commonly seems to happen, it affects men worse, and he became seriously ill. Of course, I prayed. Who doesn't? As Taylor Swift sang, desperate people pray to Jesus. But I have prayed for friends before, good friends, who went on to die, so I was under no illusions. But at the start of all this, I had read the book that Sharon Seal recommended for the Lent Book Club. The Boy, the Mole, the Fox and the Horse. When I couldn't read or think much due to feeling ill or so anxious, this book of thoughts and pictures really helped. There was a line in the book. "What is the bravest thing you have ever said?" asked the boy. "Help," replied the horse. I am the one who normally does the helping, but now I was in a situation where I had no control and needed help. And so many friends did. John's house group, other church friends, friends from St. Michael's Church, colleagues, people in the village, all responded to my call for help. They brought food, medicines, flowers, and above all, they prayed. I felt amazingly supported throughout this time by this whole community of prayer, and know that family and friends far and wide were praying. It's hard to put into words, but I knew that God was with me. Even though the only prayers I could utter were "help" and "please don't take him yet." It's hard to express how I feel, so I will turn to Richard Rohr, a Franciscan priest, who says this: "Sooner or later, life is going to lead us into a situation where we can't fix, can't control, can't explain and can't understand. But that's where transformation happens. That's when we're uniquely in the hands of God. We are safely held in the hands of God, the loving hands of God, even though we may not realize it." And on Palm Sunday, when I said, "Please pray," to the church during the 9 a.m. service, I was overwhelmed by the messages of support. And that afternoon, John started to turn the corner. Now, I am almost fully better, and John is well on the mend. And I can look back and say God was with me throughout this time. I hope for myself that rather than go back to normal, that God will use this time to change me for the better, to change me to grow more in love. So I want to say to those of us who may have more time and space at this time. Let's use this time as a form of retreat, a Sabbath, a reaching out to God and to others. I'm using an app called Pray As You Go. It's just 12 minutes or so in the morning, but I find it really helpful. And for those struggling on the front line in whatever role, or with mental or physical health problems, or who are ill themselves or worried about a family member or friend who is ill, or even those who are just desperate for a bit of peace and quiet in their busy, crowded household. As the horse said to the boy, sometimes just getting up and carrying on is brave and magnificent. And I pray that we will all receive these words from God to Joshua, to ourselves. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Thank you all.